Amen.
When did we see you hungry and didn't feed you? So the nations will ask the king when he gathers them for judgment. When did we see you thirsty and gave you no drink? See you naked and didn't clothe you? See you a stranger and didn't welcome you? See you sick and didn't care for you? When did we see you in prison and didn't visit you? So the nations, the Gentiles, inquire of the king. The nations, not the Jews, not the Messianic community of the church. This is what the nations of the world ask in Jesus' story of a king and the justice he delivers. And if the king is Jesus, he could reply, I was in prison once, captive in the house of the high priest, and no one visited me. I was abandoned and denied. I was sick once, fearful and anxious in Gethsemane, to the point where I sweated blood, and no one cared for me. They slept and left me alone. I was naked once, my bare body nailed to a plank of wood, exposed to shame and the taunts of the cross. And no one clothed me. They jeered and spat. I was a stranger once. I came back to preach at Nazareth among my friends and family. People who should have known me treated me like an alien. No one welcomed me. They tried to chase me off a cliff. I was thirsty once. My parched throat squeezed out the hoarse words, I thirst, I thirst. And no one gave me a drink apart from bitter vinegar. I was hungry more than once, and no one fed me. My only company was Satan, offering me stones for bread. This king went through all the basic torments that we humans can know, and was abandoned and ignored. He could say these things to the nations, but he doesn't. For his thoughts are not self-focused, but directed at his family, his brothers and sisters, all who've come to know his father, their father, our father, all who have accepted his grace for adoption as God's children. The king's concern is for his family, not himself, us, all who've entered his kingdom. Especially the least of his brothers and sisters, the little ones, as he calls them, the vulnerable people, the weak, the needy, the hungry, the poor. His concern is not for himself, but for his loved ones. For in their support, his body is ministered to, and in their mistreatment, he is ignored. This king's judgment is not some arbitrary demonstration of power, but a declaration of care, an act of compassion for the vulnerable ones whom he loves. This king is motivated by care for the little ones. And that gives me hope and encouragement as I read the parable. For it can sound like another example of exam time, as I was exploring last week. A fierce God setting us a test that we're pretty much bound to fail. Now, I'm not trying to get myself or you or the world off the hook. There is judgment and we are responsible for our actions and their consequences for others or the state of our souls. But as I read this passage today, I think I can be found all over the story. I think sometimes I am a sheep. All too often I'm numbered among the goats. And once I was a little one, naked, and I needed clothing by others, hungry and thirsty, and I couldn't eat or drink by myself. Once I was a little one, and so were you. And as time goes by, we may each be little and vulnerable ones once again. But whether we are the sheep or the goats, or the little ones, or some mixture. Here the king says that he offers grace and care and compassion. But Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it, says St. John. He himself became a little one, vulnerable, weak and helpless, so that in him we might be held, clothed, healed, fed forevermore.